First of all, let's reflect back on last night, which could, well, fingers crossed, be a crucial one in the battle for top spot. Obviously, with Coventry losing at home to Swindon and your poolside getting an excellent win at Lakeside.
Yes, that's right. I mean, a 10-point win, they're getting us all 4 points, which is what we needed. But unfortunately, as most people know, Medvik Janowski, our Polish rider, had a very nasty accident in Heat 13. So we're just sort of keeping our fingers crossed on his fitness for Monday.
By the sound of things, speaking to one of our colleagues from the Bournemouth Echo who was there, in some ways he was almost lucky to come away as lightly injured as he did from the crash.
Yes, he was, because I mean, we do have air barriers, as a lot of people know, but he actually missed the air barrier. He got tangled up with Andrea Johnson of Lakeside, and they just went down the straight at absolute top speed and smashed through the wooden fence, and you know, his bike is absolutely destroyed. But Magic's very sore. I've tried to contact him today, but not been able to get hold of him yet.
So at this stage, is it he's probably out of that meeting with Swindon on Monday?
I would think so, to be fair. I mean, he's going to be very, very sore this morning, that's for sure. So we haven't managed to get hold of him yet.
How important is it for you to claim that top spot and once again have selection of opponents in the playoff semis?
It is where we want to be. I mean, we've done it a number of occasions, but to finish top is always good because we can sort of choose where we want to be. And that's always the name of the game.
Let's look ahead then to Monday night. Needless to say, Darcy Ward and Swindon coming back. Last time they came back, it was a fantastic evening, great result for Paul. But you just know there's going to be that extra bit of atmosphere there on Monday night.
Yes, that's right. As you say, with Darcy back, I mean, when he came back last time, by his own admissions, he was a bit nervous racing against Paul. But, you know, since then, he's been hit the ground running. I don't think he's been out of double figures at all. And Swindon are really on a roll at the moment.
Really, this probably at the moment on form looks the two form teams in the Elite League.
Yes, it does. Yes, so, I mean, because Coventry sort of, I mean, OK, last night at Swindon, they were missing a couple of key riders. But having said that, yeah, Swindon certainly are. They've got the Aussies, Kevin, they've got four Australians in the team and they all gel well together. And the rest of the team is just, they're all scoring points. So they are very, very dangerous.
And I know how much you enjoy locking horns with your good friend, Alan Rossiter.
Yeah, Roscoe and I have been mates from many, many years. And I think we have a great rivalry. I mean, the Swindon-Paul thing goes back for years. But yeah, but I'd certainly want to put one over on Monday, that's for sure.
And you'd be a brave man to bet against these two sides meeting at some point in the playoffs next month.
Yes, that's right. I mean, at the moment, Swindon are sort of locked with Bellevue are trying to make the playoffs. There's a few matches ahead, which in the next week or so, which can make some big changes on the final outcome. So we're watching those matches with great interest this week.